open awareness and awareness of mind are terms you often hear in Vajrayana Buddhism. They're pretty much the same type of meditation. It's not complicated and you can't do it wrong. All of the meditations I lead, you can't do wrong. Whatever your experience is, that's the meditation. So find your awareness. It may sound like a strange thing to find your awareness, but you'll get used to it. You rest in your awareness, allowing thoughts and emotions to come and go without judging them or yourself. You don't judge yourself either as your mind strays. Simply return to your awareness, recognizing that a train of thought has led you away from it. One of the most influential women teachers in early Vajrayana Buddhism, 11th or 12th century, was Vajradhara Niguma, who wrote these instructions on meditation. Let them wash over you. Don't try to get lost in parsing out the meaning. Just let them flow through your awareness. You don't have to do anything with your mind. Just let it naturally rest in its essential nature. Your own mind, unagitated, is reality. Meditate on this without distraction. Know the truths beyond all opposites. Thoughts are like bubbles that form and dissolve in clear water. Thoughts are not distinct from the absolute reality, so relax. There is no need to be critical. Whatever arises, whatever occurs, simply don't cling to it, but immediately let it go. what you see, hear, and touch are your own mind. There is nothing but mind. Mind transcends birth and death. The essence of mind is pure consciousness that never leaves reality, even though it experiences the things of the senses. In the equanimity of the Absolute, there is nothing to renounce or attain.